And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Tonight is a special two-hour edition of the show, and we're going to do some wandering, celebrate the birthdays of Grant Clark, Fats Waller, and Henry Bussey, play some rap music, play some records for no particular reason whatsoever, and for the last two segments of the show, we're just going to go simply wild. Last week, I played Papa Dip by the New Orleans Wanderers. If you were listening to the show about 3 years ago, you'll remember that we did a segment on wandering, inspired by the vocabulary word peregrinate, an intransitive verb meaning to wander from place to place, especially on foot. Well, this week we're going to do some more peregrinating, beginning with Ted Lewis and his band, who are peregrinating in dreamland.
Wandering through dreamland with my head among the stars, leaving the world behind. Why, I ride around on rainbows, up with Venus and with Mars, with nothing but my sweetheart on my mind. Up golden stairs, I'll climb above the clouds to where there are no cares, no, no, to build those castles in the air, when I'll go wandering through dreamland with my head among the stars, till my dreams come tumbling down.
Thank you.
my brother drives a hack, my sister takes in washing, and the baby balls the jack, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. I've been a-wandering early and late from New York City to the Golden Gate, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. But what in the world am I gonna do? And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Been a-working in the army, working on the farm. All I got to show for it is the muscle in my arm. And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Name was Betsy Ann. She left me flat and went back to Alabama, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. I like blondes and brunettes too, but you never can tell what gals will do, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Wanders east and I wanders west, but I don't know which I like best, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering. Snakes on the mountain and eels in the sea. 'Twas a red-headed woman made a wreck out of me, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wandering.
Wandering day by day, come along with me, come along with me. Oh,
Dance Orchestra playing Wandering On to Avalon Foxtrot.
Well, that's correct, but what that announcer guy didn't tell you is that the Regent Dance Orchestra was an Edison Bell studio orchestra and that Wandering On to Avalon was recorded in September of 1926. Nor did he tell you that the vocalist was Tom Barrett or that Wandering On to Avalon was written by Tolchard Evans. Pianist, songwriter, and bandleader Sidney Edmund Tolchard Evans was born September 20th, 1901 in London. He studied piano, orchestration, and conducting with the idea of becoming a classical musician, but joined a music publishing company at age 18 and several years later worked as a pianist for silent films and a sideman in dance bands before forming his own band. He founded his own music publishing company with Stanley Damerel and Robert Hargreaves, and they collaborated on the 1931 hit Lady of Spain. Tolchard Evans died in 1978. Before Wandering On to Avalon, we heard The Cavaliers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and the waltz, Like a Wandering Minstrel. The vocalist on that October 1st, 1927 Columbia recording is William A. Kennedy. That was preceded by Vernon Dalhart and Wanderin' from October 23rd, 1928. We heard three records by Ted Lewis last week, but there he was again, starting off the show with Wandering in Dreamland. Wandering in Dreamland is from a musical review with the unusual title Rufus Lemaire's Affairs, written by Ballard MacDonald and Martin Bruins. So just who was Rufus Lemaire, I hear you cry? Well, Rufus Lemaire was the producer of the show, and in the 30s was casting director for MGM and later for Universal. Despite starring Ted Lewis, the show ran for just 56 performances at the Majestic Theater opening on March 28, 1927. The Majestic Theater is located at 245 West 44th Street and with a seating capacity of 1,800, was the largest legitimate theater in Times Square. It's still a legitimate Broadway venue to this very day. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 19th, marked the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Whiteman released several hot sides under the name Bussey's Buzzards, with Henry leading the recording session and all of the Buzzards, members of the Whiteman Orchestra. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed his own band, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. This group was more of a sweet dance band than a jazz band, but had a very successful career. In 1935, Henry married Lorraine Brox, sister of Patricia and Bobby Brox, who made up the premier sister singing group of the 20s, the Brox Sisters. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of film shorts, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. During World War II, Henry enlarged the band to 19 musicians, and they appeared regularly on the Fitch Bandwagon and Coca-Cola Spotlight on Bands radio shows. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Henry Bussey. Thank you. You heard it last week by Ted Lewis, but there it was by Bussy's Buzzards on July 9th, 1925. It is Meilenberg Joys. There's a discussion going on the 78 list about the pronunciation and whether it's Meilenberg or Millenberg, but I've always heard it as Meilenberg, so that's what I'm sticking with. The main tune was originally written by Paul Mares and Leon Rapolo and was called Golden Leaf Strut. A few years later, Jelly Roll Morton was in Chicago working with Mares and Rapolo, who were playing with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and who were going to record a couple of Morton's compositions. In addition to helping arrange those, he also wrote an introduction to Golden Leaf Strut, which for purposes of recording and publishing was renamed Meilenberg Joys. The song was named after a settlement on Lake Pontchartrain called Milneburg, M-I-L-N-E-B-U-R-G. It was started in about 1800 by Scott Alexander Milne, M-I-L-N-E, who had emigrated to New Orleans in 1776 from England and formed a hardware business. We started our tribute to Henry Bussy with another tune from that same Buzzard session, The Monkey Doodle Doo. The Monkey Doodle Doo was written by Irving Berlin and is in both the Marx Brothers show The Coconuts as well as their 1929 Paramount Pictures screen version. In between the Buzzards were two by the Henry Bussy Orchestra. The first was One Step to Heaven from June 29, 1928, with the vocal refrain by the Four Recorders. The Four Recorders were William J. Cleary, Robert Moody, Alan Ray, and Donald Wells. 3 days before that record was made, the Four Recorders opened in the Broadway musical comedy Say When at the Marasco Theater, but the show ran for only 15 performances. The other was Mary Jane from April 14, 1931, composed by J. Russell Robinson. The Andy Razaf lyrics were sung there by Richard Berry, Tony Mastroni, and Don Borden. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, well, actually 8 days ago, May 14th marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark. His mother was a stage actress and his father was manager of the advertising department of B.F. Goodrich Company. It was probably after his time, but I wonder if the elder Clark had anything to do with the silver-masked tenor ad campaign. Anyway, young Grant acted as a teenager, but learned to play piano, and deciding on a career in music, he moved to New York City in 1910. He got his break when he wrote Dat's Harmony for Burt Williams. His composer collaborators included Milton Ager, Harry Axt, Fred Fisher, James Hanley, and Harry Warren, and in 1914 he became a charter member of ASCAP. He moved to Hollywood and between 1929 and 31 wrote songs for more than 20 movies. Grant Clark died on May 16, 1931, of heart failure just 2 days after his 40th birthday. He wrote more than 100 songs, including Secondhand Rose, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, There's a Little Bit of Bad in Every Good Little Girl, and these. Thank you.
like taking it from one. I get the fidget, wishing and waiting for love. I bought a gown, finest in town. It cost me most of my dough. I look my best when I get dressed. Then I have no place to go. I'm always round by my own son. I'm missing kissing and want some. I'm growing older, wishing and waiting for love.
Done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. Was a time I was his only one, but now Chicago, he's in Chicago, and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to get to see my honey. I am, indeed I am, with a blues in my heart. How my shoes want to stop, but I'm in a jam. As blue as the sky, blue, you're wondering why.
thank you.
We started off our tribute to Grant Clark with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Wishing and Waiting for Love, written with Harry Axt. It was sung on June 6, 1929 by Belle Mann. Grant Clark and Harry Axt had moved from Tin Pan Alley to Hollywood to write for movies, and it was also sung by an unidentified man over the opening credits of the first national musical drama, Broadway Babies. Next, it was the vocal trio of Les Allen, Eddie Grossbart, and Hal Swain with Alfredo and his band and Let Me Have My Dreams from September of 1929. Alfredo was actually Alfred Gill, who was born in 1892 and early on in his musical career toured as Alfredo, the vagabond violinist. From 1922 to 25, he was a member of the Jack Hilton Organization and in 1925 formed his own band, which played at the New Prince's Restaurant. He recorded for Edison Bell until 1930 when the band dissolved. Alfredo formed a new gypsy band in 1931 and made a few records for HMV. He died in 1966 at age 74. After Alfredo, we heard Miss Annette Hanshaw with a musical question, Am I Blue, on May 31, 1929. She was backed there by a Columbia studio band known as the New Englanders. We finished up with Ted Wallace and his orchestra, a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, best remembered as Fats Waller's manager, and Nobody Cares If I'm Blue. The vocal duo on that April 22, 1930 Odeon 78 was Elmer Feldkamp and, well, somebody else who's unidentified. I, however, am identified as Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and as a podcast on iTunes. Now, I like to think I have fairly eclectic musical tastes, but I'm not going to make any apology for the fact that I have no use whatsoever for modern rap music. Vintage rap music, however, is a completely different thing. Here are Carol Dickerson's Savoyagers.
Thank you. truthfully say. But for every share with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. After all, life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. And dream your troubles away.
You're the cutest package. I want to wrap you up and take you home with me.
Our ambitious little songster, Charlie Fisher.
I wanna wrap you up and take you home with me, 'cause you're the one I've always hoped you'd be. I wanna tell my ma and pa I've got a great surprise. When they open up the package, they're gonna open up their eyes. I wanna wrap you up and keep you for my own. I'm through with spending all my nights alone. I'm gonna tie you tight, 'cause tonight's the night I'm never gonna set you free. I wanna wrap you up and take you home with me. Thank you.
Now that's my kind of rap music. Blue Baron and his orchestra from a 1939 radio transcription disc, and I Wanna Wrap You Up. Terry Shand wrote the music, and the Remus Anthony Harris lyrics were sung there by Charlie Fisher. Before that, it was Mildred Bailey, accompanied by an unidentified orchestra on Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams from a Brunswick 78 wax September 15, 1931. Mildred started out her musical career plugging sheet music in a Tacoma, Washington Woolworth's Five and Dime store, meaning she would go around the store singing the latest songs in an effort to get customers to buy the sheet music so they could play and sing it in their own home. Her brother, Al Rinker, along with Harry Barris and Bing Crosby, was a member of Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, and Whiteman hired her as a vocalist in 1930. Mildred Bailey was preceded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a Fletcher Henderson composition, Wrappin' It Up, recorded September 12, 1934. And we began that rap set with Carol Dickerson's Savoyagers, with Louis Armstrong on trumpet and symphonic raps from July 5, 1928.